In Wall Street, it's a mixed session, a little on the subdued side, eyes on the non-farm payrolls, the labour market report, which will be out overnight. Dow Jones Industrial Averages has been at record levels. It's currently up 0.4%. The S&P 500 around just under a quarter of a percent higher. The technology index, the NASDAQ, is about a third of a percent down. New Zealand top 50 index fell 0.75% yesterday. And the New Zealand dollar currently sitting at 72.2 US cents, 92.9 Australian.
Now, Fonterra's capital structure review, an analyst is saying this should go further and consider shedding its investments in overseas markets.
Yes, the cooperative is just about to start consultations with its farmer shareholders on options to revamp its structure, the capital structure at least. Its preferred option is to make it cheaper and easier to buy into the co-op, potentially scrapping its associated shareholder fund as part of the capital review. The head of research at Jarden Securities, Ari Decker, says he would also like to see Fonterra address the scope of its overseas investments.
It has divested non-core businesses to get debt down, but it still retains capital in non-core businesses and mature businesses. And if it, you know, was open to, you know, perhaps exiting some of those in combination with a review of the share standard, then I think there's definitely some potential in that.
That's Ari Decker from Jarden Securities. More from him on this issues in the main bulletin.
And further evidence this morning of a turnaround in the fortunes of the biggest banks.
Now, BNZ was the third of the big four to report half-year earnings this week. Like ANZ and Westpac, it was a big reversal of circumstances, an 80% rise in profit to $660 million. Lending was up, deposits were up, margins were up, and they were starting to reverse some of those big provisions that were made last year to cover possible bad and doubtful debts, which didn't eventuate. BNZ's chief executive, Angie Mentis, says they've been cautious in lending, but they're throwing their weight behind one of their traditional strengths, the small and medium business sector. She expects that they'll be back to proper business later this year.
We believe that we will be back to pre-COVID by third quarter this year, which is about a year earlier than we thought. We think that that the credit growth will still be a little bit too speed. We still think that housing market will be strong, but you know, I think it will stabilise a little bit. And we are seeing a little bit of contraction in that business credit growth.
BNZ Chief Executive Angie Mentis. In the main bulletin, we'll also look at Z Energy getting out of selling some types of fuel. And pertaining to that last discussion you just had, Coram, with Greenpeace, we'll be looking at the prospect for alternative proteins.